This is Space Week, right?
Yes.
All over TV, it's Space Week. We landed on the moon, like, was 50 years ago, right?
Yes.
So let's give it up for NASA and all those planets that we can explore and all the moons we can explore. It's crazy stuff. We send out probes, launch them off of our planet, and make them land places and drive around and send us pictures. It's freaking, we take it for granted, man. It's amazing shit. So. There are many planets around our sun, but ours is the only one with life. As far as we know, you got little Mercury right up next to the sun. Just a little ball of rock like our moon. It's covered in craters, got no atmosphere to speak of. It's a little hot rock. Well, the next planet out is planet Venus. It's covered in carbon dioxide clouds. It's sulfurous, nasty shit. They got volcanoes going on and the greenhouse effect big time. Hell, and every probe we send just rusts away and disintegrates. We got a few pictures of this hellhole, but we know it ain't not the place we wanna have life. As far as we know. Well, the next planet out is our beautiful Earth. We got it made here, got plenty of water. We got plants galore, we got animals. We can eat anything we want. Make it work, baby. But the next planet out is the planet Mars. It's a cold, rocky, red desert. Really thin air, really just rocks everywhere. We keep looking around with those beautiful probes. We keep sending back pictures and drilling around and saying, hey, I think this might be liquid water. Hey, might have found a microbe or two over here. Wouldn't that be something if it really is true? As far as we know. And then there's this asteroid belt. It's like a planet that never got to be one or something. Did it just blow up or did it never get shit together? Is it just rocks and rocks and rocks? Sun itself, it's got its own solar system with like 35 or 45 moons, I forget. So much gas cannot get it to fusion. So much gas cannot make it make fusion, so it didn't get to be our binary star. And I think that is probably a pretty good thing. As far as we know. Saturn's own 25 or 35 moons. It's crazy shit. We've just sent a few probes. We've got really cool pictures on the websites. Check it out. Check it out. Well, the next planets out are the gassy ice giants. These guys are way, way out there. I cannot think of very many facts about them at this moment, but they're really like 700 million miles away and covered in methane. Blue or green or something. It's just icy, icy worlds, gassy, gassy places. I don't think we have conceive of life there, but you never really, never really know. Cause there are many planets around our sun, but ours is the only one with life. As far as we know. might be able to recognize the fact that we can feel a little bit sad about Pluto, because it once was a colony planet and no longer. It's been like demoted. We can feel a little bit sad, especially because we just sent some probe past there. Some satellite went by and took thousands of incredible images of Pluto. It's a really cool place. It's got icy volcanoes and stuff. Can you imagine? There might be life out there. There's these Yetis running around, you know, can adjust it to that, like, 10,000 PSI atmosphere or whatever it is, and it's snowing diamonds out there or whatever it is. You got, what the fuck is going on out there? There's many planets around our sun. Ours is the only one with life. As far as we know. Is just but one tiny little speck in our galaxy, and our galaxy is just one tiny speck amongst all this clusters of galaxies nearby. And then our little cluster of galaxies is just a tiny little speck in the clusters of galaxies all around, the galaxies of galaxies. It's fucking unbelievably huge. You cannot be fathom infinity.